Well, hello and welcome to another edition of The Name Game. We are in one of Switzerland's most famous mountain resorts. To be more specific, we are in one of the very famous resorts in the Bernese Oberland. I'm very happy to welcome Peter Lehner, who is the director of tourism for our mystery destination, our mystery resort today. We hear a snow tractor. Winter sports are assured. We have plenty of snow. Snow is coming down and the pistes are being prepared at this very moment. We have a couple of snow plows. Otherwise, there are no vehicles in town. This is a car-free resort.
That's right, and that's our paradise.
Right here, we're in front of the tourist office, which is your office right here. It's sort of the center of the village, although if you're looking for a dense, built-up village here, you don't find it, because things are scattered in all directions, and that's one of the nice features about the village. Now, right next to the tourist office is an ice rink, and people are skating there, and this is a really beautiful winter scene we have here. This is one feature, and you can play ice hockey here. It's all set up for that. It's a regulation ice rink. And then inside there are other sports facilities for the whole year.
I have to mention something else, what you can play outside. It's curling, because it's that traditional sports we are playing here. And we are really...
How do I dare forget that? Yeah. I mean, with all the English guests,
yes,
and the Scottish guests,
yes,
that you have.
Exactly. That's a very important program we are doing. And also for our guests, every Tuesday, we have this free curling, mm-hmm, for our guests, that they can improve or they can start with curling. Mm-hmm. Inside the sports center is first all the sports activities you can do in the hall. Also, judo.
Basketball, for example.
Basketball,
everything.
Everything, handball and squash, and there is also a pool. And if you're staying in the hotel, you have free access to the pool.
All you have to do is be living here in town in a hotel, be booked into a hotel. You have free access to the sports center.
That's right.
That's great.
And also the jacuzzi, where you have the view.
You got it all here.
Yeah. So it's all in one.
That's
center.
Great. You can just lie there and look out on the Mönch, Eiger, and Jungfrau.
That's right, yeah.
I don't want to get involved in an argument over it, but a lot of people, I notice independent travel commentators, claim that you have the best view of the Eiger, Mönch, and Jungfrau from this resort.
That's right. In fact, it's wherever you are, you have this panorama of Eiger, Mönch, and Jungfrau. If you are on the piste in the ski region of our mystery resort, or if you are in the village itself, you always have Eiger, Mönch, and Jungfrau in front of you. It's a wonderful view we have here.
And on a beautiful sunny day, I understand if you go above the village, we'll be talking about that too, you can see the entire panorama. 200 peaks you can see here in the High Alps, or from the High Alps.
Yes, and especially when you are up at the Schilthorn, mm-hmm, which is our major excursion, the Schilthorn with the Piz Gloria, with the revolving restaurant, then you see all these peaks.
And Piz Gloria was the name given to the Schilthorn in the film On Her Majesty's Secret Service, a 007 film, that was done up there to a large extent, and so the name stuck, Piz Gloria. And in order to go to Piz Gloria, the Schilthorn, you have to transit through this village.
Exactly. And then you take the cable car up to the Schilthorn. There is also the start of the ski region, you can say.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can ski from the Schilthorn down to the village, even down to the valley of the Lauterbrunnen. But what is very important to say, that you really can ski to your house, to your hotel, to your chalet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one big advantage we have, being a car-free resort, mm-hmm, and being on an altitude of 1,650 meters. We can secure this winter atmosphere, because this altitude assures us that we will receive the snow. And coming from the pistes down to the village, it's a big advantage.
Okay, we have to get out of the way, because here comes another snowplow. In fact, we're going to start walking through the village here now, leave the tourist office and the sports center. Boy, these plow people have got a busy job today. They've got a lot of work to do. Let's try to define our location a little bit more carefully, Peter Lehner. I came in by train from Bern today to Interlaken, and at Interlaken, I changed to the BOB, nothing to do with my name, that stands for the Berner Oberlandbahn, the Bernese Oberland Railway, and that took me to Lauterbrunnen. Now, Lauterbrunnen is an important place because there you change the train to go up to the Jungfraujoch, which is on the other side of the Lauterbrunnen Valley. Also up to Wengen. We are not in Wengen, I'll give that much away. In fact, Wengen is perhaps a bit of a rival. Would you go so far as to say it's a rival resort, a friendly rivalry?
A friendly rivalry, because Wengen is another resort, and it's bigger.
But they're two different characters, really.
Yeah, it is, because our village has only 300 inhabitants, mm-hmm. and we have 2,000 beds.
And it's scattered all over the place, as we said. You don't walk into a what I would call a concentrated center of town. It's a rather quiet resort, which hasn't really changed all that much, except for a few chalets and some of the special sports facilities, like the sports center we were just visiting.
Yes.
It kept its character.
Yeah, it kept his character. His character, which is a cozy village with these wooden constructed houses with the chalet style. In fact, it was settled by the people coming from the Canton Valley, the Walser,
and I have to stop you and say that you are from Upper Valley yourself. You're a Valaisan.
Exactly.
German-speaking Valaisan.
I'm one of these person who settled down here.
Let's look at a little bit of the history of our village. It goes back to the 13th century, I think, the first mention.
Yeah, the first mention was in 1257.
It was called the Village on the Terrace, I think, right? That was the translation.
And in fact, this mystery village is on a sunny terrace.
Yes, you can't really call it a plateau because it isn't that flat. Maybe a little bit to stretch a point. Part of the village is fairly flat, but it really is on an angle. It's on a slope. All the village is virtually on a slope.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I also mentioned that it can be skied down to the house.
Exactly. We're just past the Swiss Ski School.
Yes, which has also a big, big tradition. Mm-hmm. It was founded in 1930. It was the first ski school in Switzerland.
And a lot of firsts, incidentally, in this village. If we look at the development, a lot of development took place, especially in the 1800s here, when tourism opened up. We said before that I came up by rail. Actually, there are two ways to get up here. One is by cable car, which is the newest way to come up. And then there was another way, the more traditional way, from Lauterbrunnen. You can also take a funicular. And I must say, it's one of the steepest funiculars I have ever been on in this country. And then partway up the mountain, you change to a conventional railway, sort of a panoramic railway. And it was incredible, the beautiful pine woods there, and looking into the Lauterbrunnen valley and across to the high mountains. And we should say already at this point, Peter Lehner, that there is a very, very strong British connection. In fact, it was the British. They were all over this place originally. But our mystery village has a very intimate connection with Britain, and we still find this today.
Yes, that's right. Sir Arnold Lunn was, in fact, the founder of our tourism. He was a tour operator already at that time in the changement of the century.
And a crack skier. He was the pioneer skier here. He opened up this village to skiing.
Yes, exactly. And he invited the officers being in India to come here to make competitions.
Well, that's a contrast from India to our mystery village in the snow.
Yeah, that is, in fact,
there's a local bakery here in the village. Oh, the good things in that shop window, the pastries, those delicious looking breads. Fantastic.
There's 24 different sorts of bread.
But what do people do here in the summertime, in the warmer months? We're climbing up the side of a hill here now, a rather steep side road.
Yeah, what they are doing is, of course, hiking. If you hike, then you have always this panorama of Eigermönch-Jungfrau. And, of course, we have also the sports facilities, like the mountain biking. Or we have the adventure we can do, like bungee jumping out of the cable. car of the Schilthorn.
I go for the mountain biking, but not the bungee jumping.
Yeah.
But so, we have to point out that this is not. This is also a young resort. It's a resort for all ages.
Yeah, that's right. It's a resort for all ages and also for all prices.
Mm-hmm. We are making our way to the home, at least the seasonal home, of one of the most distinguished guests in, we can almost say, semi-residence. Good morning. Good to find you home.
Well,
Peter Lunn.
That's right, yes.
It was your father, Sir Arnold Lung, who started skiing here. He was the first one to set out a slalom run, I believe, anywhere.
In 1922, he invented the slalom. He set the first slalom.
There is one event which we must talk about because it is annual. It is a great tradition. One word, the Inferno. And the Inferno has a wonderful history behind it.
The first Inferno was held in 1928. And the idea then was that racing was getting too organized. There a lot of young people felt that too many controls, you know, stopwatches. They're going to have a race from the top of the Schilthorn to Lauterbrunnen with no controls and no bloody rules of any sort.
Just get down any way you can.
Just get down. And the British held it in 1928 and 1930. And since then it's been held every year, except one year the snow conditions were impossible.
That's rare.
Began in 1947, yeah.
And Peter Lunn, have you participated in the race yourself?
Yes, I have. I didn't participate until I was 60 years old for various reasons. 63 years old.
What about this year?
I'm racing this year, yes.
You are. And may I ask how old you are now?
85.
Well, congratulations and hats off to you. Thank you very much indeed, and enjoy your seasonal stay this season here in our Mystery Village. It was an honor to talk to you.
Not at all. Bye-bye.
Happy landings to you. Thank you. It was a great pleasure. Thank you. Well, we have to make our way back to the station here in the village because it's time to say goodbye almost on this edition of the Name Game. We have one final stop first. Excuse me for barging in. I couldn't help but hear you speaking English. Where are you from?
We're from Australia.
Oh, well, that's a distance. What brought you here?
Largely because my sister has an apartment here. So
that's a good reason.
It's a very good reason, yes. But it is so beautiful.
You enjoying yourself?
Oh, it is the most magnificent scenery we've ever seen. And even if we're not good skiers, it's worth coming.
But it's healthy just to walk around, I guess, enjoy the snow.
And we walk. We do a lot of walking, and walking in the snow is exciting for Australians.
Enjoy your stay.
Goodbye.
Bye. We're inside again, and it's cozy and warm as compared to the cold outside with the snow coming down. This is the Eiger Guest House right across the street from the rail station here in our Mystery Village. And we've been hearing about the international and certainly the British contingent, which is very often up here. And to prove that, we have a true Scot. What is your name?
Alan Ramsey.
And where are you from in Scotland?
I'm from Peebles in the borders of Scotland.
And now you're from our Mystery Village, and you've been here for many seasons. You've been working here.
Yeah, this year's going to be my 10th winter season. I have bought this hotel and I'm the manager of it with my wife now.
What do you think of living here? How do you like living here?
It's fantastic. It's got clean air, it's fresh, it's quiet. It's a very peaceful place to live.
We talked before with Peter Lunn, son of Sir Arnold Lunn, and he is but one of the prominent people who spends a lot of time here. You have many others, but I understand there's a policy in town that you don't like to talk about these people.
Yes, I think when people come up here on holiday, they want to be on holiday and they don't want to be known for who they are, so people tend to ignore them. We've had royalty up here and people just walk right past them as if they were Joe Blogs on the street.
I know, and we agree we wouldn't discuss any names or when they come, but it is literally true. You've had kings, queens, royalty, people from international show business, the cinema, the music field, everyone, artists, they've all been up here, and people would know immediately who they are should we mention the name, but we've agreed not to. That's it for this edition of The Name Game. Peter Lehner, Director of Tourism for our Mystery Location, thank you very much. We must literally run across the street and onto the train. Thank you very much for playing The Name Game. Good luck.